Yutes Adar, 17th of March, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zaken, Moshe won the tug of war.
Okay, good morning everyone, thank you for the opportunity. Somebody's calling. The last pasuk in the Torah is a praise to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulchol hayad hachazaka asher asa Moshe. Uchol Amora Hagadol, Asher Asa Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And for all of, or the full Yad Chazakah, the mighty, the powerful, the strong hand, and all the great fear or awe that Moshe did in the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, all of Bnei, of all of Israel. What is this Yad Chazakah? What is this strong hand that we're praising Moshe Rabbeinu at the very, very end of the Torah? So there's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Tainis. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The Yerushalmi says like this. Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan says as follows. Haluchot hayu orkan shisha. The length was 6 tfachim. Berochban shlosha. The width was 3 tfachim. V'haya Moshe tafis b'tfachayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding onto two tfachim. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfachayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on the other two tfachim. V'tfachayim breivach be'emtza. There was two tfachim in the middle. There was a gap there. Nobody was holding on to that. Kivan she'asu Yisrael oiso ma'ise. So as soon as Klal Yisrael did that act, referring to the Chet HaEgel, which we read in this week's Parsha. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechoitfan miyado shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu requested, he wanted to chap them, to grab them away, to snatch them away from Moshe Rabbeinu. Vegavra yado shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's hand overpowered the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he took it away. Vechatfan mimenu. And he took it away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu she'akasuv mishabchol basayif. This is what the pasuk praises Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah. Ve'oimer ulchol hayad hachazaka. Yerushalmi, Tainis, Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph. Or Chaf Beis Amud Beis. This is the yad hachazaka of Moshe that he grabbed, that he snatched away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Luchas, which we is about to give to him. So when is this taking place? Obviously, the Gemara is telling us this is taking place exactly at the moment of the end of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up at Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael are doing the Egel. As soon as they're doing the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was handing the Torah to Moshe, and now he changes his mind, wants to take it back. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take it back, and he's trying to take it away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he finally is able to overpower HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take the luchos from him. For what? To take them down and smash them. What's the point? What's going on here? To understand this, we need to understand what's happening at the time. The Torah tells us as follows. The Torah tells us that when Klal Yisrael are doing the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go down. Lech red go down, ki shichet amecha, amecha, because your people have desecrated, have destroyed, asher he'eleta meretz mitzrayim, that you've taken from Mitzrayim, v'chule. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'ata, and now, hanichali, hanichali, allow me, let me go, let me. Ve'yichar api bahem v'achale. And my wrath, my anger, should be displayed on them, and I will destroy them. I will annihilate them. Ve'se'otcha le'goy gadol. And I will make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a great nation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proposing a plan. As a result of the Chetah Egel, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot allow this people to continue to live. I will take these people and I will destroy them. I will annihilate them, finish them. And we'll have to create a new Klal Yisrael. And the new Klal Yisrael is going to be descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're starting afresh. It's as if though Yaakov Avinu, we're starting from Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu's children and his descendants will be the new Am Yisrael. And eventually, I'll make a nation because of Torah, and here we see, Torah was not going to be given to an individual. Torah was going to be given to a nation. And therefore, there had to be a nation to give it to. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't just give you Torah to take with you and kill Am Yisrael, because that would be giving Torah to an individual. Torah is not shaykh to be given to an individual, it's to be given to a nation. And therefore, I would have to take the Torah back. I'm keeping the Luchos. And this is what Lichora is happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm taking the Luchos back. He's snatching them away from Moshe. Why? I'm not letting you take them down, the Luchos. They're staying here with me. I'll make you into a great nation. And when you become a great nation, I'll be ready to hand it over to that great nation. And that will be the Matan Torah. So what's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu is fighting. And he fights this plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand the fight of Moshe Rabbeinu, we need to understand what was the result of that fight. What was the result? The result is that at the end of the day, somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Am Yisrael. Somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, I'm not going to destroy you completely. Somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Pesol lecha shene luchos avanim karishonim," and I'm going to give the luchos to you. And Torah was given to that generation and was given to that Klal Yisrael. Rav Dessler, in many places, primarily in Chelek Beis, is one of the nicest elaborations of this. Chelek Beis, I think it's page 27. He explains that we need to understand that the Matan Torah that happened at the beginning, the first Luchos, the Matan Torah of the first Luchos, was radically different than the Matan Torah of the second Luchos. And the Luchos themselves give us a clue as to what was that Matan Torah. Rav Dessler says that if you look closely, you realize that in the first time around, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim empty-handed. He doesn't take anything with him. And he spends 40 days and 40 nights, and at the end of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands him over Luchos. Where did these Luchos come from? These Luchos, Ma'ase Elokim Hema, Ve'amichtav, Michtav Elokim Hu, Charus Ala Luchos. These are, the Luchos were made in heaven. As if though in the back of the Luchos it had a seal with a circle around it, copyright, made in heaven, inscribed in heaven. The whole thing was B'Shamayim. But the second set of Luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesol lecha shnei Luchos avanim karishonim, chisel out, make the Luchos like the original ones, bring them up, and I will inscribe in them the words of the first, that like I inscribed in the first Luchos, which means that the second Luchos were made on earth, printed in heaven, inscribed in heaven. By the way, this is a side point. It's interesting that we go back and forth between the fact that the Luchos were chiseled out and they were printed, or they was written. Vayichtov. So it's not so clear. Was it written? Was it printed? That's interesting thing to explore. But we see that these were printed in heaven only and not made in heaven. So says Rav Dessler that the original Luchos were given to Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael had achieved the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koidem Achet. Because when HaKadosh Baruch, when Klal Yisrael said Nase V'Nishma, they accepted Nase V'Nishma, they reverted back to pre-Adam Arishon Chet. And they purified themselves. The Ramchal explains that when Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he took the idea of Tov V'Ra, he took the Yitzhara, so to speak, he consumed it, and he made it part of himself. The Yitzhara, which was represented at the time by the Nachash, which was outside, was a threat from the outside, but there was no Yitzhara inside. By eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Yitzhara became part of the person. The Yitzhara was inside. The Yitzhara was in the midos of the person. The midos of the person had to be required tikkun. The mission, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah that we need when we are with the Yitzhara is inside us, is a Torah that needs to fix us and fix our midos. But Adam Arishon Koidem Achet didn't have mad midos. He was pure. There was a Yitzhara only from the outside. Klal Yisrael had reached that Madrega. And therefore Klal Yisrael were ready for a Torah that was Tehora Ukedosha. The Luchos, which were made in heaven and inscribed in heaven, represented the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, which would also, so to speak, have become purified. And the Torah had the purpose and the power to elevate them and elevate them above and above. Not to be metaken, there was nothing to be metaken. But it was to perfect and elevate. But once Klal Yisrael had sunk, that Torah could no longer be given to Klal Yisrael. Because if you have a nation who's just become Tameh, so to speak, who have gone back and reverted back to the post Chet of Adam Arishon, because that's what happened post Chet HaEgel, and they had brought Yetzirah inside themselves, and therefore the Torah that they needed was a Torah of Tikkun Hamidos. Well, that Torah wasn't available. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had produced Luchos which were completely made in heaven. Those Luchos were appropriate for Klal Yisrael of before. And here's how we understand what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared Luchos for Klal Yisrael before the Chet HaEgel. Those Luchos were perfectly custom tailored for Klal Yisrael of the time. And he had them ready, and he was about to give them to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on, he was bringing it down. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hey, lech ret yishichet amcha, and how the people have sinned, forget it. These Luchos are useless. They don't help Klal Yisrael. This is not the Torah they need. I can't give the Torah to them. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm taking the Torah back. Ve'se'otcha le'gol gadol, I will make a nation out of you, because you did not sin in the Chet HaEgel. You're still in the Madrega of Adam Arishon Kodem Achei. And therefore, I'll make a nation of your descendants who will be at that same Madrega. And whenever they're ready, I still have the Luchos and I'll give it to them. And Klal Yisrael will be your descendants. And Moshe Rabbeinu says no. Moshe Rabbeinu says no, and he pleads, and that's what we see in the parsha that say Yud Gimel Midos. That whole parsha of Yud Gimel Midos and Moshe Rabbeinu asking forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he's trying to do is trying to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. I know your plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afal Piche. I'm pleading. Let's do something else. This is the power of Tefillah. Where the tefillah is coming to change the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by advocating for an alternative plan. The alternative, Moshe Rabbeinu has another plan. The plan of Moshe Rabbeinu is as follows. I accept it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're absolutely right. The luchos don't match the people. But when the luchos don't match the people, you provided one answer, one solution. Let's get rid of the people, make a new people, so that the luchos can be given to that people. I have another plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll take the luchos. I'll smash the luchos. I'll get them to become ready to at least accept another type of Torah. The shock of breaking the luchos will prepare them and my tefillah. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is advocating, no, don't break, don't destroy the people and preserve the luchos. Let's preserve the people and break the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and breaks the luchos. And then pleads HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Salachti Kidvarech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him another set of luchos which were appropriate to the new Klal Yisrael, to the post Chet HaEgel Klal Yisrael. This is the negotiation. This is the davening of negotiation. The power of davening of negotiation. When you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you Kula Rachamim, I mean, this is the best possible alternative to the current situation. But if I daven, and if I plead, and if I make a shtadlus to change a little bit some factors, I can plead for an alternative resolution of the same problem, which would have a higher level of rachamim, but only if I deserve it, only if I plead for it, only if I somehow negotiate it and ask for it. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplishes. Now let's understand. Let's understand what Moshe Rabbeinu did here. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up on two things. He gave up on two things. He gave up on becoming the new Yaakov Avinu. He gave up on becoming the forefather of all of Klal Yisrael. He was given the chance. Everyone will be your descendants. And he says, I don't want that. Keep the people. I'm here for the people. I'm makriv, my honor, my kavod. I don't care. It's not for me. And secondly, and perhaps more difficult to understand, he gave up on receiving the high level of the luchos rishonim. His bargain would leave the world with a lower level luchos. But Moshe Rabbeinu thought, and this is what he pleaded for, it's worth to keep Klal Yisrael. I will defend Klal Yisrael ad hasof, until the end. He was an Eved Ne'eman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eved Ne'eman of Am Yisrael. He gave up everything for Am Yisrael, and he gave up everything to save Am Yisrael. That's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Torah ends with. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave up from himself only for the sake of Klal Yisrael. This is the Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we have a different perception and of the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have a different understanding also of the issue of tefillah. I heard it happens sometimes that we have Parshas Parah and Parshas Kisisa in the same week. There's a connection, very strong connection. The connection is Tava Parah v'tikaneach tzoas b'no. Paraduma is coming. One of the backgrounds of Paraduma is the fact that Paraduma is coming to be mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. Paraduma, what's the purpose of Paraduma? So we can burn the Paraduma, so we can take the ashes, and help somebody who became Tamei Meis. Tumas Meis comes as a result of Misa, which comes as a result of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And therefore comes as a result as well of the Chet HaEgel. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think it's Daf Daled, Daf Hei, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if it wasn't for the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael would have lived forever. He wouldn't have death. Death was his battle from Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah. So, is mamash what we're talking about over here? The paraduma is coming as a tikkun, and it's only necessary as a result of the Chet HaEgel. So it's a beautiful thing that this week we have the opportunity to read Parshas Parah right after we hear about the Chet HaEgel. I'll just finish with a joke. Somebody came to Chaim Kanievsky, is purportedly told, and asked him, you know, he says, I had a boy, baby girl last week, Mazel Tov. He says, you know, it was Shabbos Shira. He said, I want to call her Shira. It's a beautiful name, great name. So Chaim turned to him and says, tell me, and if she was born in Parshas Parah, what would have you done? Sometimes you have to see beyond the obvious. Maybe one more word. We were discussing. Truth is, you know what? We won't spoil it. We'll leave it here. We finished the idea. We have the joke. I think we're fine.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Have a great day. If you can cut the last minute. Nobody ever complained that she finished early.